This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Janet Barlotson. She is the Health Promotion Coordinator with the Yancey County Health Department, and she joins us today to talk about the Community Garden. Welcome, Janet. Please tell us, what is the Community Garden?
Thanks, Steve. Recently, several acres on Bowens Creek in Yancey County have been donated for a garden to serve the community by providing fresh food to hunger relief organizations, including our soup kitchens, Reconciliation House, and Manna Food Bank. The purpose is also to teach interested community members about growing vegetables, how to cook them, and the health benefits of eating more of them. We know that 107,000 people in Western North Carolina seek food assistance in a single year from emergency food programs like Reconciliation House in our county. That is 1 in 6 people in Western North Carolina and in Yancey County. For Western North Carolina, 33,000 are children, and 10,000 of these people are the elderly. And of the households served by MANA's partner agencies in Western North Carolina, like Reconciliation House, 75% of these households face real hunger. MANA distributes 8,500 pounds of food per month through Reconciliation House just in Yancey County. However, very little of that food is fresh produce. There is a huge need for low-income people to have more access to fresh produce. And we know it can be very difficult to afford even 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, which is the recommendation by the government and many health organizations for prevention of chronic disease. We also know from surveys done in Yancey County with our youth that only about 20% of our youth are eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Janet, tell us, who is involved with the garden?
We are a small group of organizations and volunteers dedicated to the relief of hunger. Right now, we represent or work with the Yancey County Health Department, the Malin Community College Yancey Campus, Empty Bowls, Reconciliation House, and some churches. We also hope to work closely with Cooperative Extension, the High School Agriculture Program, and Centro de Enlace, the Latino Outreach Organization, and any other group in the community who is interested in being a part of the community garden. We have an experienced local grower who is acting as the head gardener right now, Patrick Battle, who is also teaching gardening classes for Malin Community College at the Yancey campus. In fact, one class just started last night with 15 people in it. These are 8-week classes and cover year-round gardening. Part of the classes will take place at the community garden site on Bowens Creek, where students will get hands-on experience with different methods of growing vegetables and at the same time greatly helping the garden to get going.
Jana, when do you expect to have food ready?
We have begun gathering materials to build the first raised beds at the garden site, and we have a volunteer work day Friday, March 12th, today, from 10 to 4. And if it rains, it is rescheduled for Monday, March 15th, from 2 to 7. We will have more of these work days scheduled in the future, and these are opportunities to donate some time and also to learn how to build a lasagna bed. We need more volunteers and materials. We're looking for large pieces of cardboard, leaves and straw, grass clippings, wood chips, sawdust, manure, gardening tools, seeds. We will be starting planting potatoes, lettuces, carrots, greens, and later things like squashes and peppers and green beans as the planting season progresses. We're also looking for funding to build this garden and make it a lasting service to the county, but volunteers will be very important to its success.
Jana, who do people contact?
If you would like to be a part of the garden in any capacity, from digging in the dirt to donating money or materials or helping with grant writing, please call the Yancey County Health Department at 682-6118, extension 29.
Thank you, Janet Barlotson. She is the Health Promotion Coordinator with the Yancey County Health Department. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.